Now, let's go back a little.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
40 years ago this weekend, we were mourning the death of a very different icon, Judy Garland, which led to another news story. There were denizens of a West Village gay bar were mourning when the New York City police raided the Stonewall Inn. Raids on the bar had happened before, but this time it was different. Gay men, drag queens, a few women fought back. It turned into a six-day rebellion that sparked the modern civil rights movement for the gay community. We have David Bermudez here. He was with us that night. He was 26 years old, and now he's joining us from northeastern Massachusetts. We also have with us 29-year-old Jason Hawes, a civil rights leader in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community. He's here with me in the studio. Now, David, you heard Judy Garland singing "Somewhere Over the Radio," "Somewhere Over the Rainbow." Now, tell me, did that bring you back at all?
Oh, bring me lots and lots of memories. She was a wonderful entertainer. She was an icon to us, as Michael is to all the young people today. And when that song plays, I get extremely emotional.
Well, let me take you back to whether or not that song was playing. You were mourning Judy Garland that night at
Yes.
the Stonewall Inn. Give us a quick picture of what happened that night.
Well, we went to the Stonewall bar in Greenwich Village, you know, to celebrate her life. And we got to the bar, and while we were in the bar, you know, we used to have raids in the 60s. Cops would come in and harass us and push us around and put us in paddy wagons use us as pawns.
And what was your crime, essentially?
Our crime was just that we were gay.
So there you are. It's just another raid like it is any other night. What was different that night? What happened?
That night was different because, you see, when we were raided, we never fought back. Never, ever fought back. And at that night, I feel that because of Judy Garland's death and all that, we just had it. Enough was enough. So when the cops started hitting us and harassing us and putting us in paddy wagons and all, we just went ahead and fought back and started hitting back.
Now, Jason Hawes, I want to turn to you. Here you are, a civil rights activist, hearing someone talk about a time when, well, you never fought back. Talk about the legacy of Stonewall and how things have changed.
Well, I thank you to David for, you know, being the first guard in the modern civil rights movement, the modern LGBT rights movement. I've been fighting, I guess, ever since I was young. I came out very young and was able to do so much because of the generations that came before me, the gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgender people who, fought back. I came out when I was 13, I believe, in a public school in Boston that was, you know, anything but accepting and safe for LGBT students or students perceived as such.
But I think we have here a wonderful example of the difference between the generations because, David, the idea of even
Yes.
coming out in junior high or high school?
You know, I was coming out after a divorce.
that's just one example. So I'm wondering, what generation gap is there between the different generations, the Stonewall generation and now someone who can identify himself as an activist with the LGBT community? Jason, what distance do you see, if any?
In the last 40 years, you know, we've come a long way in the media. In you know society's perceptions of gay and lesbian folks, and maybe to a lesser extent the transgender community, but I think you know other than that time, a lot has happened in that time. I mean, during the 80s, there's the you know HIV/AIDS crisis, especially here in New York City, and then you know in the 90s we had a major setback of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. And now we're – and all the while we were fighting for, you know, hate crimes legislation, federal hate crimes legislation that's fully inclusive. And we're still – that fight continues today. So, other than having time, that 40 years' time, I think we're still very much fighting for the same things. And that's, you know, basic human rights and basic civil rights for LGBT folks.
And David, how do you commemorate this weekend? How far do you think people have come?
Well, to be honest with you, the Cape Cod Community College, I talked about Stonewall about 6 months ago to a bunch of students, expecting like 20 students, and over 225 students showed up, and it was fantastic. They wanted to know everything that was going on. They were in awe when I was telling them about us being beat up and harassed. And I think there's a very, very big difference right now with how the young people think and what they want to learn. They really, really want to learn.
And, I mean, we still have, you know, so many problems that are, you know, facing our schools. And there's, you know, legislation that has yet to be passed in many states, you know, basically doing away with name-calling and bullying based on perceived or actual sexual orientation or against gender identity.
Gentlemen, I'm going to thank you both for joining us. That's Jason Haas, civil rights activist, member of the LGBT community, and David Bermudez.
Thank
Stonewall
you.
Veteran.
And happy
Thanks,
Gay
Catherine.
Pride Month.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.